Well, Tim, how was your first day in Amtrak Escapade 2011?
It was fabulous. I missed a lot of fun.
You didn't sleep very well.
I didn't. I got to take some other travel today, but it's the motion of the train.
That's not what keeps you up, is it?
No, well, I mean, it just, I think what happens is we'll, like, you know, if you go over a switch or something, if there's some rough track, and it's like,
I think
I
what
wake
it
up,
is,
and then I look outside.
Yeah, exactly right, that's what it is. I think if you, like, hear a train, we're going past a train, or if you hear something that, like, you can identify train-related, then you, like, wake up and are, like, looking at the window. It was gorgeous coming in to San Bernardino at, like, 5 in the morning, like, the misty mountains
and
the highways off in the distance. It was so beautiful.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You missed some really great scenery coming through over the Mojave.
What do you mean I missed some scenery?
Oh,
what
no,
was
no,
I doing?
No,
what
you,
was I doing? Was
no,
I
you
sleeping?
Missed, we missed it because the train was in the night.
Oh, gosh. I know. I can't help it. It's like the most soporific thing for me is to get on a train. As soon as I get on that damn train, I just fall dead asleep. You saw it. How long did it take me to fall asleep?
Not quite an hour.
And then I was out for like...
You were out for an hour and you woke up before dinner.
Just to eat dinner and I fell back asleep.
No, you were up for a bit.
What did you get to eat here?
I got that labeled pancake.
What did you have for breakfast on the train?
All they had were, they were cleaned out.
Oh.
So I just had, all they had was French toast or the continental breakfast. So I had a couple pieces of French toast.
Yeah.
And I got to sit next from an Amish couple. The woman didn't speak to me at all, but the man did.
What did he say?
One check or two check?
One check is fine. Beautiful.
Well, he was first asking the girl next to me, he must have introduced himself. And he was asking her, what's that mountain there?
So you didn't
like,
have to. You didn't have to sit next to Mr. Blowhard from last night? Sir.
No, but he was behind me.
Anyway, this looks delicious. Breakfast on Old Dennis Street. Before we search for spicy mustard for Mary Scully.